Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, it's National Taco Day, Slee. So it's not super common that you and I are in full agreement on, oh yeah, that's the best one. Carne asada taco,
yep.
Corn tortilla, little cilantro, a little lime, a little white onion. You know, if you like, I'm a salsa verde guy, you want to put that in there. You're a guacamole guy.
A guacamole on there with a little salsa.
Sure. I mean, that's easy.
You know what the best is? When they just kind of pack in three or four of those just together, right? You got the double tortillas, right? Double corn tortillas.
Sure.
You just pack them in. Like, there's no space for anything else.
So when you get your three, and they have double-barreled tortillas, right? Mm-hmm. So you have six tortillas. Do you intentionally spill some of the stuff out of each taco so you can build, like, two more tacos?
Okay. This is incredibly important.
That's the correct way to do it.
This is quite important. When they overstack, it's a small tortilla.
Yeah.
They overstack it. There's too much on there already.
It's two tacos.
I'm not taking two. I don't need that much bread. You know what I do? Like you just said, it's under. It's like it becomes my plate. Everything falling off, maybe on purpose, I let a couple of things fall off.
Enough onion hasn't fallen off. Let me knock two of those off.
You know what I just created? I just created another taco.
Yeah. That's the right way to do it. We're figuring this out. Second best taco is, come on, get it right. You're on a little bit of a heater here.
I'll go fish taco.
Yes,
that's my second
correct.
Favorite. Yeah, fish taco.
That is the second.
But
best.
I am a pollo asado fan too, and I know you're
that's
not crazy
down,
about chicken, but I'm a chicken.
That's one of those things. If that's what you have, I'm thrilled to eat.
Yeah.
But if there are other options, I'm going in a different direction. For instance, I had chicken tacos when I got home for dinner last night. They were wonderful. But had there been, I don't know, carnitas, I'm probably going to hit that ahead of chicken. If there had been al pastor, I'd probably hit that ahead of chicken. Look, let's say we're going to a taco truck and there's a lengua taco there. I'm gonna give that a shot.
Don't you have to change the date of National Taco Day and it has to be on a Tuesday?
It feels like it
Thanksgiving
should be on a Tuesday.
For Thursday.
Yeah,
there's certain things like that just have to be changed.
I'll tell you what, this is how you know it's a big game, Monday Night Football.
Oof,
at
Chargers,
SoFi Stadium. Chargers Raiders tonight.
Watch the highlights after Lakers Talk 7 to 9 p.m.
Yeah, that's an interesting.
What?
Yeah, I'd forgotten about that.
Why do you do that?
Because I'm fully aware of your Laker schedule, like with the games, and I'm not gonna lie, kind of enjoying that it starts with an 8 at this point. It kind of puts a little bit of a smile on my face. Lakers talk is off of my radar. I don't really put that into the equation.
That's your problem, and I guarantee you there'll be Laker fans driving around tonight that want to talk about the Lake Show.
Absolutely. So this is how you know it's a big game. Not just Monday night. Raiders 3-0, Chargers 2-1, but you've got Charger fans. You called them out, Slee, and they're responding. They're responding on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Let's go to CP in Hacienda Heights. CP, you're on with Trav and Slee. What's up?
How you guys doing? Before I get started, I just want to give a shout-out to my grandfather, Jose Luis Lopez. We buried him this Saturday. Rest in peace to my grandfather. So I'm a Chargers fan. I've been a Chargers fan since they were in San Diego. When they came to Los Angeles, I knew what was going to happen. It was going to be basically, it looked like we were going to be the Clippers over here. And we had Phillip Rivers, and it wasn't looking good. But we could be drafted Justin Herbert. So now I'm kind of on the side of, maybe we could do something here. Tonight's a big game for us. And I'm going to the game tonight with my brother, my father, and my brother's wife, who are all Raiders fans, and I'm a Chargers fan. So it's kind of weird. It's kind of weird optics that we got going on. But I believe this is a big game for us, because if we could take this game, we could take the division lead right now. If we take this game, we'll have wins over the Chiefs or the Raiders. The Broncos, like how you guys said, nobody's really worried about them.
Yeah.
So tonight, if we could go, and I know how you guys said, like, it's basically going to be a road game. But keep in mind, we just came back from Kansas City.
True.
Whipped up on the Chiefs, which was a road game. You know what I mean? So we're the fan noise, we just came back from a...
No, CP, I think you bring up a really good point. I think that, and, you know, condolences on your grandfather. You bring up a very good point. The Chargers are used to playing in hostile environments. They've played well.
They're used to it.
Yeah, and what he just said, the Chargers are a win away tonight against the Raiders from having some real momentum and being good. They're I don't know if there's a best in the AFC right now. Maybe it's Buffalo. Maybe, you know, you could probably throw the Chiefs in there, even though they've gotten off to a weird start.
Baltimore.
Baltimore, sure. Mm-hmm. If the Chargers win tonight and they have a win against Kansas City in Kansas City, a win against a previously unbeaten Raiders team in a hostile environment.
Right? A win against the Raiders in their
Raider 2.0 home, right? But I'm not wrong. Those are two really good wins, and you're feeling a certain way about this Charger team.
So this is what I think is also fascinating. Trav, think of it this way, all right? You are the Chargers on a nationally televised game. What do the Chargers usually do in this type of predicament situation? What do they usually do?
They lose.
They don't win games like this.
Right.
What do the Raiders usually do in predicaments like this?
Same
thing. Right. We're not too far different. It's not like we're talking about the Kansas City Chiefs and the Patriots of where they were, other AFC teams, or go to the NFC. NFC, you kind of have your Seattle's always had big win.
Mm-hmm.
No, this is the Chargers and the Raiders. Nobody's talking about these two squads being the elite of the NFL. Both of them find themselves in a similar predicament. The Raiders can be 4-0 after tonight.
I think if the Raiders win tonight, they are looked at differently. They're looked at as a legitimately good team that's off to a very, very good start. I still think there's a little questioning about where the Raiders are. Look, the Raiders could have lost that ball. Probably should have lost
the Baltimore game. But they didn't.
The
they won.
They didn't.
No, for sure.
They're 3-0, but this win, I think, puts them in a different – because I think everybody agrees the Chargers are good. Now, whether or not they're popular, that's the question that we're still trying to figure out.
That's okay.
Because this is what's going on from people with Palmdale, like Chris in Palmdale. Chris, you're on with Travis and Slee. What's going on?
What up, Sweet Tea and Big Daddy Slee? How you guys doing?
What's going on, Chris?
Hey,
thanks,
Chris,
for calling in.
All right, check this out. The Las Vegas Raiders of Los Angeles will beat the San Diego Chargers tonight, 38-14. All these Charger fans, let me tell you, my brother's at the stadium right now. I'm actually headed to SoFi right now to tailgate.
You know the game starts at 11.
It's 11 a.m. Just FYI, it's 11. Yeah. But get out there, Chris. Get out there.
That's why the Raider fans aren't calling right now. We're too busy out there already partying, getting ready to win again tonight. Now, these games, yeah, you say we should have lost. Yeah, we should have. Raiders always lose those games. But you know what? They won those games. And, you know, that's what I'm pretty excited about this season. Like I said, the Raiders will win tonight. The Charger fans, all they can do is talk. That's all they have. They're the Clippers of the NFL. Mm. Zero rings. Love you guys, man. Have a great day.
Appreciate it, Chris.
Yeah,
thanks,
Chris. They're out there.
Clippers of the NFL.
It's not far off.
No.
It's not far off.
It's really
off.
Not.
It fits. It's.
There's a big difference between the Clippers and the Chargers.
Which is?
Steve Ballmer's got some money.
Yeah.
He's got some money.
Yeah. Oh, no. That's
okay.
a huge difference.
He's good.
When it comes to
Ballmer and Inglewood's a little different than Dean Spanos and Inglewood.
Well, Ballmer, at least in the soon-to-be future, near future,
will
own his own place as opposed to being a tenant of another team, which the Chargers are and seemingly will be for quite some time. Let's try another one. Los Angeles this time. And Jacob. Jacob, you're on with Travis and Slee. What's up?
Hey, guys, this is a bonus Ask Slee question. You know, if Trav and I sit down for some wings and they put a plate of 50 wings in front of us, we know what's about to happen. If I sit down with Slee, is he putting the napkin in the neck?
A lot of question marks. Yep, a lot of question marks.
With a fork and a knife and saying I'm full after three.
It's a good question.
I don't know if that's really an Ask Slee, Jacob. It's more of just a description of events that might take place.
Well, no, he's curious. Okay, what would we get? First of all, let me say this, Jacob.
You're not a napkin in the shirt guy, are you?
No.
Okay.
Jacob, appreciate you calling in. This is the thing. Why, at 11:05, are you still allowing Ask Slees?
Because they're good. Did you not hear what I said at the beginning of the second or third segment where everybody that comes up to me at these Rams games, pre and post. Hey,
okay.
Where's Al? Ask Slee.
Let me give a quick example here.
Okay.
Gets a little ugly. It gets a little ugly out there with wings, because what are you going to do?
Lean into it.
You just have to. By the way, the napkin's probably going to fall off, and then it's on the ground, so now I can't use a napkin anymore.
You just got to do it.
I don't like eating these types of things in public. I think you and I have talked about it. There's something about being in the comfort of your own home where you can just be your regular
environment
animal
matters.
Self.
Environment. Like if you're at a sports bar, and it's fine. You can eat with your elbows and nobody cares. Mm-hmm. But if you are, I don't know, on a date or something like that, you probably don't want to be hammering wings.
Yeah, at a business like a dinner, you're trying to close a deal. It's like, you get the six, let me
take
get drumsticks
wings.
Only.
Yeah, take wings, all flats, extra crispy, 30. That's probably not a good way to do it. Travis,
bones going everywhere as you bring the contract
over. Can I have a
over?
Plate for my bones? Can you just bring me one of those baskets?
Handing a pen. Just buffalo sauce all over it.
Travis Sleeves brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear hotline. Look, Raider fans, I know you're out there. And I know that you guys represent
some of them already
squad.
Tailgating.
You guys are already tailgating. The Charger fans are taking care of their business on the phone so far this morning. I'm just telling you, it is lopsided. Let's go to Lewis next. Lewis, you're on with Travis and Slee. What's going on, Lou?
How we doing?
All right.
Charger fans here.
Right on.
All right, what do you think tonight?
Hey,
talk a little bit. Listen, you're sitting at 2-1. You got a chance to be on top of the AFC West by the time tonight's all said and done. How are you feeling about tonight's game, and what do you think that environment's going to be like at SoFi?
Yeah, the environment might be lopsided, but we're better statistically. You remember, our defense is better than theirs. Our offense duel, our wide receiver duel is better than theirs. So we got a running game. We're going to out-beat them, no problem. Easy. Raider fans are just going there because they want to go party. We're going there to win.
Look, I think that either team could win this game. This does not feel like one team needs to do something weird to win. They're both pretty good. I think the Chargers are better. Doesn't mean that they're going to win the game. I think the Chargers are better because I think they have a better quarterback. I think the Chargers are better because the wins that they've had have felt less fluky than the ones that the Raiders had. That doesn't mean anything other than they're going to play tonight at 5 o'clock and that the Raiders could easily win that game. But just on paper for me, Al, the Chargers feel like the better team.
Well, I'll go back to this. Whoever ends up, you know, coming out of this game has got to feel so good about themselves. And listen, I've watched enough Chargers football where these are the games they lose. Chargers lose games like
but
this.
But so do the Raiders.
So if they won this – you're right. But if they won this game – now, listen, that's something to stand on. 3-1 through the first four games, couple good wins on top of the AFC West. And for the Raiders, you go 4-0. We're talking about the Cardinals are the best team in the NFL. Raiders are all of a sudden going to be in a conversation that I still don't think is fair. I want to see them against maybe KC, some of these other teams, but we'll go from there.
It's week to week, but I don't know if there is a best team in the NFL. I felt like the Rams were after 3 weeks, but seeing the egg that they laid and looking how good Arizona was. But do you want to say out loud that the Cardinals are the best team in the league? I don't think that they
can
are.
I don't know
who's better, but it doesn't feel like that.
Can I tell you something about yesterday? Yesterday was overwhelming.
There's a lot going on.
I mean, you know, we got the Lakers game who was tipping off at 12:30, and they got TVs at Staples Center. A couple of these TVs got the games on, and then you got the Dodgers game that's on, and the Giants are playing the Padres. Yesterday was a very overwhelming day in sports. I don't know how you felt, but doing the Rams, the pre, all that stuff, did you find yourself refreshing ESPN 39 times yesterday and look at everything on?
Well, I had like 17 different tabs open on my computer, and I was toggling back and forth. No, it was a great day. Rams would have made it a little better. Dodgers would have made it a little better. Dodgers did their business. The Giants, of course, they don't lose games, which brings us to the next question. Have we seen the last of Clayton Kershaw? I did not think so before Friday, and then we saw what we saw. We saw him take the baseball, all those things. And the question is that it? Is that the end of the line? That's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thank you, Chris. Here's the deal.
What's going on? Instagram, Facebook? I don't know.
Look, the end of the world is near for a variety of reasons. This is just added to the list that these websites have gone down. I have my test tomorrow, my weigh-in, my lab work is getting done tomorrow. So I got to get through one more day before I can go back to living my life. Yeah, I'm more than good. I am comfortably under the line. I have done really good work for about close to 4 weeks. I'm ready to go.
All right, this is a perfect segue. Remember I told you, I think I mentioned this. I said that I got to get back in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to, I think on Friday I was telling you I was going to try to go back to the gym. Long story short, Saturday morning, 8:30, did one of those classes. All right, this is one of those like conditioning weight.
Like an Orange Theory
with dumbbells.
Kind of deal? Yeah.
You could say it's kind of like that.
Okay.
I am so incredibly sore these last 2 days. When I was walking from Staples Center back to the studio yesterday, I looked like I was 67 years old coming off of a marathon or something, and all I was doing was just like your own body weight type of stuff.
Doesn't matter.
My legs. Then tell me, okay, you just got to squat and you got to do this. No,
that's the worst.
My legs don't understand what any of that means.
No, that's a bad deal. So the Charger fans are winning so far today. Charger fans have sent me some tweets. One was, the reason that the Raiders aren't calling is because they're out of Boost Mobile minutes. Pretty funny. This is from Yee Herbert Tucker. That last Raiders caller said that they're all on their way to the stadium and that's why they aren't calling. No, they're on their way to the stadium already because they're all unemployed and can get there early. Okay, so we've already deteriorated into you don't have jobs and
got
you have bad cell phone plans.
Got very personal.
Always does. Look, let's treat each other with a little respect inside the stadium tonight. I'd like that place to still be standing when I come back for the Lions game that's coming up.
All right, so just quick reminder here, 710 ESPN, the only station giving you a chance to win $1 freaking million. This isn't a national contest. It's a local contest right here for ESPN LA. Listen all day to today to play Million Dollar Mondays. Just for playing the game today, you'll win Rams Lions tickets for Sunday, October 24th at SoFi Stadium. So just take a listen. We're kind of teasing this now. Million Dollar Mondays. We're going to give away Rams Lions tickets, a chance to win $1 million. We'll do it all through the day. Sedano and Cap will do it. Mason Island will do it as well.
All football season long, too. So you got a bunch of chances to win, but, you know, make it today. Make it today, and you got a chance to do that. All right, want to play this for you. This is Clayton Kershaw, who, after leaving the game early on Friday night, had the same left forearm tightness that he had that kept him out for the better part of a couple of months earlier in the season.
Yeah.
He's almost certainly not going to be available in the postseason. You know, never say never, but it does not look good at all, which means that seeing him walk off the mound Friday night at Dodger Stadium might be the last time that he pitches in a Dodger uniform. He's saying, well, not quite worried about that yet.
No, you know, I've said this before. My future is going to take care of itself. I'm not really worried about that right now. I just, you know, I really wanted to be a part of the moment right now. And I want to be, and I wanted to be with this group going through October. That was my only focus this whole year. Once I got hurt, was just to come back and make it up for this month. So that's the hard part right now, is knowing that it's going to be a challenge to even contribute at all this next month. But as far as anything else goes, I haven't wrapped my head around it, and I don't plan to anytime soon. I'm just excited to watch these guys next month.
Okay. And I get that, and it's got to be incredibly difficult emotionally to gear up for another World Series run, to be a big part of that World Series run, and then just have the rug pulled out from underneath you right at the finish line. I get it, and that would be brutal. But you know what I haven't heard from him? You know what I haven't heard from anybody in Dodger management? What I haven't heard from Dave Roberts along the way is, guys, we all want him to finish his career as a Dodger. We all want him back. We all want a way for Clayton Kershaw to not wear another uniform other than a Dodger uniform. Dave Roberts, it was difficult. It was his last home start. You just don't know what the future will predict. So I wanted it to be special for him and his family. It didn't end the way that we hoped. These things tend to work themselves out. We want him here. I haven't heard from Clayton Kershaw say, look, there's nowhere else I'd rather be. I'd love to stay. I still don't think he's going to go, but the possibility that he might walk out the door, might go to Texas, might go somewhere else, feels more real to me now, Slee, than it has at any other point.
I don't know. I think it's a tough conversation to have when you're in the middle of a pennant race. You know,
and I'm not even being obtuse when I say he's not anymore.
He's not, correct, but should Clayton Kershaw be the topic right now? I think it's a little bit of a distraction. I put it this way. If Kershaw was okay and he's going to pitch in these playoffs, a lot of the conversation about Kershaw was going to be, well, where do you put him? Is he, if you're in a position where it's him or Julio, you're taking Julio, right? Or is Kershaw's, yeah, whatever the conversation
is. He's the fourth guy in those four guys.
Now that's not the case anymore. And I think, you know, the question mark about what's going to happen to Kershaw's future, I think it's fair. You know, I think a lot of people are wondering what's going to be more important for Kershaw going into next season. And maybe it has to do with how the rest of this season plays out. Chad, let me throw out an example. Let's say the Dodgers beat St. Louis on Wednesday, and then they do what Vegas has them with the odds, and they go out and they mow through the rest of Major League Baseball, and they win back-to-back World Series championships. Does Kershaw say, A, I got two under my belt. You know what? what a ride it was here in LA. I'm going to go back to my hometown. Or does Kershaw say, we got a chance to go win three, and I wasn't really a part of that second one. I want to be a part of it. Or let's say they lose. No, I want to come back with the Los Angeles Dodgers. I think there's a lot of scenarios that can play out, and I think it's difficult to have that conversation today because they're in the middle of this pennant race.
I get that, and I think you're right. But the fact that there's a couple of buzzwords that were not said makes
you want to hear something
just a couple of things, because really we're talking about three options, right? There, Clayton Kershaw has three options. Come back to the Dodgers, right? Come retire, which seems unlikely because he's still an effective major league
33
pitcher.
Years old.
And there's a ton of money to be made.
Sure.
I get it. He's already made a ton of money, but there's another $100
there's
million
50
out there.
Million, there's 50 million, 75 million you're going
to
go get.
There's
it.
Money out there to be had. All he has to do is scratch his name on a contract, and he's going to make another 25, 50, 70, who knows what the number might be. And then there's go pitch somewhere else. And really, the somewhere else feels really narrow. The one you've heard over and over again is the Texas Rangers. And here's something I was thinking about when trying to figure out where maybe which way the wind is blowing. More or less, since Clayton Kershaw has shown up in the major leagues, the Dodgers have been somewhere between good to very good. Okay? He has really not had to go through much major league experience where the team is not a good team.
Sure.
Right? This is a team that's going to the postseason for the ninth consecutive year. They're good. Does he really want to go pitch for a Texas Ranger team that's going to go 75 wins?
Year, 60-102. Last season, shortened season, 22-38. 78-84. 67-95. 78-84. You're basically becoming an irrelevant player on an irrelevant team.
Do you want to go pitch on that team?
Maybe he does.
Maybe.
Doesn't sound appealing.
Clayton Kershaw has struck me as an unbelievable competitor his entire career. And if you go there, and look, let's just call it like it is. He's not at the point in his career where if they add him, all of a sudden they're a contender. He's not that. He's not that pitcher anymore. He's a guy that can pitch in your
rotation.
Fourth
best pitcher on this team.
Maybe.
Might be fifth by the time
next season. It might be fifth. That's another wrinkle to this. Does he want to end his career in a place where I was the number one guy for 12 years, and now all of a sudden I'm the fifth guy? Maybe not. These are all the things. But what no one has said is, I want to end my career as a Dodger. What no one has said on the other side is, we would hate to see him wear another uniform. None of these things are out there. And again, I think he comes back. And I'll tell you this too. I am not a terribly emotional sports fan when it comes to deciding who to keep, who to let go. I'm much more analytical. Okay, this time, let's make better a year early than a year too late. Not with him. Not with him. He gets the Kobe deal. He gets to come in here, whatever the number may be. He makes like $35 million now. Land on 25 or 20 or whatever it is. Give him what he needs to pitch another couple of years in the Dodger uniform, in Dodger Stadium. Maybe it's not the best baseball move, but I think he is the one out of 100 guy that you make an exception
There's a
for.
Difference. You know, when you say, I think it's interesting actually you bring up the Kobe deal. The Kobe deal, you had the opportunity to give Kobe his curtain call for the final 2 years. Remember, it was 2 years, $48 million, something along those lines.
Sure.
But the difference between the Dodgers and the Lakers, Dodgers are competing for World Series. The Lakers, unfortunately, for Kobe's final couple of years with the organization, there was nothing really to play for. I wonder if the Dodgers, what if they can't find that number? What if there is no happy medium? What if there is... Because they're such a responsible organization.
They are. But here's the thing. Have the Dodgers not gotten a deal done based exclusively on economics? No. They're willing. They went out and got Max Scherzer and Trey Turner and took on a ton of payroll. They're in a luxury
But there's your ace, and there's also a guy you're making a case for MVP.
I get it, and I hear what you're saying. I don't think it's going to be, hey, I'd like to make $27 million a year, and they're offering $4 million. I think it's going to be one of these, hey, I want 27, we're offering 20, let's just call it 25 and keep it moving.
You know what it could be? It could be the difference of if he decides, okay, you know what, it's not going to be with the Dodgers. Either it's a stupid deal somebody else is offering he almost can't walk away with, but I think I'm going to go back to your earlier point that you made. This guy has never really experienced bad baseball.
No.
I just gave you the record of the Texas Rangers over the course of the last 5 years. That's awful baseball. If it's going to be more important of your location. And when I say money, as in the money's just going to come because you're Clayton Kershaw, or it's going to be, no, I want to make sure every single year I got a chance at a World Series.
And that's here. And even with, and you're right, the difference between the Dodgers and the Lakers, one's competing for a championship, the Lakers were not. If Clayton Kershaw's your fifth best pitcher, you're competing for a championship.
Yeah, you're in good shape.
You are absolutely exactly where you need to be. All right, ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Cars, homes, boats, motorcycles, RVs, and more at Progressive.com.
All right, it's time for the Stat Hero Weekend Hero. Okay, fantasy football winners. So I'm going to kind of list these out for you, Trav.
Okay.
See what Josh Allen did yesterday?
Big day.
Do you see what Patrick Mahomes did yesterday?
What else?
I think you saw what Kyler Murray did. Those are your stat heroes of the weekend. Those are guys, and I know that's from a quarterback position. All of them were delivering. Here's another name I'm going to throw out there. Dak Prescott was amazing.
Fantastic.
So if you had him in fantasy, stat hero, we've kind of spent a lot of time talking about this. You get to go up. You know what I would do if I'm playing stat hero? I'm not trying to go up against Josh Allen.
No.
I'm not trying to go up against Kyler Murray, some of these other players.
Cooper Kupp let me down for the first time all season. I've been riding high with Cooper Kupp. That was the guy that, and they tried to force the ball to him yesterday. He only had five catches. It was not a good day for the Rams, whether it was on the field or on stat hero.
Do you take those stuff personal? Like, do you find yourself when Cooper Kupp has a game like that?
Yes.
He's
doing it to me.
Yeah. If you see him at a press conference, there's a little bit of
what's up with that performance on my Stat Hero app on week four? Come on.
All right, Stat Hero, exclusive daily fantasy app partner of the Travis and Sliwa Show. Stat Hero, the first ever daily fantasy sports book that gives the player the advantage. Make sure to go to stathero.com/710ESPN for 300% back on your first play.
All right, coming up next, it is Fact or Cap, and Al, you're going to need to get your bus pass out for one of these. That's next. It's Travis and Sliwa, 710 ESPN.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Uh-oh, I'm having microphone issues, Al. Needs to be tightened up.
You got
to
hold it up.
I feel like I'm old school. Maybe remember Monday Night Football when Howard Cosell would wear the microphone around his neck?
Yep.
I'm going to need one of those apparatuses, like a baby Bjorn for my mic.
I might pull my mic away because I think since you're holding it, you can actually bring the mic to me when it's my turn to
like
talk.
Like an interview.
Just go back and forth.
There you go. Perfect. A little old school interview.
Remember Ralph Lawler? He used to hold his microphone the whole game.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. That would be very hard to do.
Bingo.
I like to wave my arms around. I need to gesticulate when I'm saying things along the way. But before we do any of that, Fact or Cap.
Last night's Sunday Night Football game gave us a ton of memeable content, which is amazing.
Yes.
We love to see it. But what we haven't talked about yet is Bill Belichick himself. He was caught using a pencil as a toothpick. So, using a pencil as a toothpick isn't that weird. Travis, Fact or Cap?
Fact. I've picked stuff out of my teeth with far worse things than a pencil. So I'm not going to – pencil kind of scares me a little bit because if you jab your gums, you could give yourself some stuff. But no, I'm very guilty of picking things out of my teeth with things that isn't exclusively dental floss. So I'm not going to judge Bill.
I'm going to judge him. It's Cap. You're not supposed to be throwing lead in between your teeth.
Well,
I'm with you. You can throw a lot of things in there, but what are you supposed to do?
Seed,
you're supposed to – sunflower seeds, fantastic. There's a lot of things you could use. A paper clip. You could find –
metal?
Yeah, if you kind of – you know, if it's a thin one, things along those lines. But a pencil,
yeah.
You got to like sharp the thing. I mean, how's it even getting in between the teeth? You got, wait, are we getting lead poisoning here in the process?
Maybe he was having a sandwich at halftime. There's a little piece of bologna or something stuck between his teeth.
By the way.
And he needed to fish it out of there.
Okay.
What are you going to do?
I know Bill is Bill, but a couple things from yesterday's game. First of all, when Tom Brady passed Drew Brees, nothing stopped. They just did a quick little, hey, congratulations to Tom Brady.
Second and four.
Second and four, right? It was one of those.
Brady even got mad because they were in no-huddle offense, and he was like, what are we doing?
Oh, TB was not messing around, which I like it even more. He's like, no, now's not the time to congratulate me for passing something that no other quarterback other than Drew Brees has done. Put that to the side. How awkward was there just kind of at the end? We just not act a little normal here? And Belichick looks so uncomfortable telling Tom Brady congratulations on the win and calling it a day.
He absolutely was. You're right about that. But see, you and I look at the world differently. I think that the jumping off point is you look at things and think, why aren't they the way they're supposed to be?
Yep.
And I look at them as to, that's what Bill Belichick has done 100 out of 100 times. He wasn't going to make an exception. He's a bad guy when it comes to stuff like that. I'm not saying he's a bad guy in the grand sense of the world, but when it comes to recognizing achievements and being a human being with empathy and love towards someone else, he's a bad guy.
He wasn't going to do it differently yesterday. He should have held him for 20 seconds, whispered in his ear.
Should have.
You're amazing.
Yes. Was going to. Not a chance.
I love you.
Not a chance.
You should come back next year.
Yeah, good job. We're on to Cincinnati.
TB was amazing. Tom Brady was amazing.
He's good at that stuff. Belichick's a bad guy.
His post-game press conference about kind of talking about the environment and all this, and then always going back to, well, then we just had to, you know, we're just really happy we got a win. They were just so prepared. It was such a tough match. The dude was beyond polished.
You know who you get along with? My wife. Because my wife would always says, well, why don't they do that?
Yeah.
And I'm like, because they always do it like that. Why did you think the 10,000th and first time was going to be the difference? The 10,000 times leading up to it, it's
all
gone exactly
comes back
the same
to
way.
Don't stick a pencil in between your teeth. All right, go ahead.
So this comes from, I was watching a ton of Squid Game this weekend. If you haven't watched it, would recommend. But it's in Korean. So you will watch something with subtitles over something that is dubbed. Alan, is this fact or cap?
I'm fact on that. I'll do some subtitles. I'm okay with that. I've gone to a couple movies where they're in some foreign language. I don't know what the hell's going on. Throw me some subtitles. I'll read through the thing. Now, granted, I don't usually watch a movie thinking I'm reading a book. But in a weird way, it actually makes you more focused. Like, you're actually watching the movie. You have to pay more attention. You can't just sit around and get on your phone because you're going to miss what the hell's going on. It takes your attention, so I'm okay with the subtitles.
Yeah, subtitles over dubbing for sure. That's a fact. Dubbing, you're constantly trying to... Wait, was that... That's not what they said. That didn't match up. Everything feels like a Godzilla movie from the 1940s. Yeah. It just everything's dubbed all weird. Yeah, don't give me some... Parasite was kind of a game changer for me.
It was Parasite, so good fantastic one.
That you just kind of get into the rhythm of super weird movie. But you get into the rhythm of reading the subtitles. So yeah, I'm okay with that.
All right. Another thing that happened to my friend this weekend, she got a nasty note put on her car, even though her parking job wasn't that bad. So
I'm going to need you to define wasn't that bad, first of all, because...
She in between the lines. Was she on a line, or was she leaning towards the other parking?
She was in between the lines, and there was plenty of space to open doors. But then she got a message saying, sorry, I had to crawl through my door to get into my car. Okay, guys, take a step back. You would leave a note on someone's car if they did a bad parking job. Travis, is this fact or cap?
Cap. I would never write that note.
I wouldn't do it because I'm lazy.
You took the words right.
Yeah.
Now you're asking me to get back in the car, find the pencil.
Where's
that's
the pen?
Buried at the bottom of that thing in the middle of the armrest.
Always.
I got to find an old McDonald's receipt to write on the back of it. There's so many different things that
it's
I need to go through. And I'm not going to really ever see you. No. I'm going to mutter some four-letter things under my breath and just keep it moving. I'm not going to say or write anything.
Only time you leave a note...
If you hit somebody.
Yeah, you gave somebody a little...
If you hit somebody's car, here's my name, here's my number, here's my insurance, sorry, call me.
Which, L.A., appreciate it, because I got a couple of jabs here on the bumper, and nobody said anything. There are no notes. I don't know if that's a shopping cart or if somebody actually hit me. Nonetheless...
Karma will take care of that.
Karma, you're right, we'll take care of that. I'm not going out of my way to write a note and then also talk about what the weather is tomorrow. I don't sit at... my girl will tell me, if you're going to write a note to them, you could write a note for me before you write somebody else a note.
I'm suspect, Emily, though, on your friend's accounting of her parking
100%.
Job. Because to get somebody angry enough to write a note, it had to have been pretty bad.
You're in the other lane.
I will find the evidence if it was on Instagram. So unfortunately, it is not loading right now, but I will post it on Twitter.
Here's another question. If there's, you know, between a parking stall, are there two lines or is there one line? Okay. If there's two lines, okay, the first line is kind of like everything's still okay. You start approaching that second line, you're in their territory.
Look, don't hit the lines. The car's big, unless you're driving a Hummer, the car's big enough to be in there without touching lines on either side. Let's just keep it moving.
All right. You could get around solely with public transportation for a week, and this means trains or buses, no Ubers. Alan, fact or cap?
Why does this happen? This just, when you get put in a certain environment, so I'm going to go fact on this.
Okay.
I can get around.
Okay.
When you get put in a certain environment, you go travel to New York City. That's what you're going to do. You're going to use public transportation. I went international, and I was in Istanbul. I mentioned to you, it's all public transportation. So I was all in. It took me, you know, some time to figure it all out, but I was all in. If you told me, it's fact anywhere else I go, but if you told me in L.A., hey, Al, get down to Santa Monica from downtown, and you're only going to use public transportation, I'm going to end up in Arcadia. I don't know what's going on. Same thing?
Go Apaches. Yeah, no, Vic, it's cap. I could absolutely not do it. There's no chance. I don't even know what to do when you get on a bus. Like, do I pay you? Do I tell you where I want to go?
Great question.
Do I ask the driver, like, can you take me home before the rest of the people on the bus? Here's my... I don't understand how it works.
Yeah.
I see people standing on this. I get that the bus picks you up there, but do you just ride it until you get kind of close? I don't know.
Can
I don't
you
know how
imagine
to do a bus.
Being at LAX?
I don't know how to do a bus.
Can you imagine being at LAX and they say you can only get home, you can't use Uber, you can't use Lyft. You have to take public transportation to get to your house.
I'm hitchhiking.
I would literally have no idea.
I'm throwing it back. I'm going thumb out by that little crab-looking thing at the airport. And I'm just, hey, look, this is they're asking me to use the bus. I've got no shot.
I thought I saw Sliwa on the 405. He was walking.
No, I'd have a better chance
in
at a
the
train.
Median.
I'd have a better chance at a train, but still not a very good one. Because I know the train can't take me home. The bus, I try to negotiate with the driver.
All right, last one. This is based off of the Sunday Night Football game with Brady returning back home to New England. If Kershaw left, you would welcome him back to Dodger Stadium with cheers. Travis, is this fact or cap?
Fact, 100%. I hope he doesn't leave. I think that he's one of the very few athletes that I would make an exception. I would make a bad deal to keep him here. Just put it as simply as possible. I would make a bad deal to keep Clayton Kershaw in a Dodger uniform. If he decided to go somewhere else for other reasons, I would welcome him back, standing O, the whole thing. No hard feelings whatsoever after everything he's done for that team.
So it's not only fact. I think there's certain players, it doesn't even matter if they were representing your team at some point. Kershaw's one of those guys. He goes out on the road. You give him some love. It's one of the best to ever do it, right? Tom Brady, I'm going to use this as an example. Tom Brady went to Foxborough yesterday. Didn't it seem like, Trav? I'm like, nah, that's not even good enough. They should be giving him more. When he was doing his post-game interview, I could see fans in the background being told to, like, escort out. I'm like, let them
wait.
Let
him enjoy it.
Let them freaking see one of the greatest to ever do it, and certainly somebody that brought so many championships to Foxborough. There's certain players. Kobe, we talked about it, his farewell tour. Every single place that Kobe Bryant went to in those final 2 years, but specifically that last year, he got what he deserved.
Absolutely.
I think this is an easy one.
No, look, I think that it's about as lazy a sports talk as there is, but the whole Mount Rushmore, if you had a Mount Rushmore of this organization or that organization, Clayton Kershaw is on it. He comes back whenever he wants. He gets whatever he wants. Let's make him feel as welcome as possible for as long as possible. But if he does leave, I'm all about Clayton Kershaw. Travis Lee is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. Opening day of the preseason, Al. He's going to break it all down.
Break it down. Yeah. By the way,
no, you're going to break it down.
No, I'm going to break it down.
You're going to fill me in.
And are we going to start giving a little bit of what's going to be on our taco on National Taco Day? Can we do that as well?
There's nothing wrong.
Can we break that down as well? So we'll do all that coming up next day right here. Travis and Sliwa Show, 710 ESPN.
Cilantro. Chopped white onion and a squeeze of lime, for me, is the perfect taco. On a corn tortilla, carne asada. We've already established that carne asada is the base of the perfect taco on National Taco Day. But I want it simple, I want it clean, and I want a lot of them. Lime, cilantro, onion. Boom.
All right, carne asada taco. We already mentioned corn tortilla.
Sure.
Listen, I'm not saying I look down on people that go with a hard shell over a corn tortilla. I'm not saying I look down on you. But let's just say I don't have your respect. All right.
Well,
maybe that's going a little too far.
Okay, keep going.
All right, so carne asada.
I like that you're passionate about it.
I want a little bit of cilantro. Definitely the white onions as well. Can I get a little guacamole on there? Just a little guacamole on there.
You.
By the way, take that lime that you mentioned. Couple little, you don't
acid.
Have to use the whole thing.
But you
got a couple other tacos as well, so you could sprinkle on there. Now, this is where I kind of get into my own little world.
Okay.
I want a little red salsa and I want a little green salsa.
Sure.
I want to kind of pick and choose. Maybe I don't want both salsas on this specific bite.
Bite by bite. Step by step. Whatever it takes. You want a little green on this bite? Have a little green, Al. You want a little red on this bite? Have a little red. We don't have to make a decision. We don't have to go all the way in.
That might be the greatest color commentating I've ever heard in my life. I was calling the play-by-play, and as a play-by-play person, I stopped because I'm like, the color is better. The color commenting is better.
It's a pretty exciting day, National Taco. So you're
why not Taco kind of, Tuesday? Why didn't they move this thing to Tuesday?
It's a good question. I don't like that you immediately just went hard shell taco, that you're going to judge them harshly. Look, I'm here to judge people. It's kind of one of my favorite things to do. I enjoy that. But it's a different. It's
it makes me feel fast food, American joint. I'm at Del Taco.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
Yeah.
But that's a pretty good taco. I mean, it's not what we're talking about. The street taco is the taco. Mm-hmm. But if we're saying, if all of a sudden, if you came over to my house and there's a tray full of crunchy shell tacos, you're not mad.
On National Taco Day, I don't feel like they should be getting any representation
Guys, I've been to a few authentic Mexican joints, and they have hard shell tacos.
Yeah, well, especially like if they're the authentic kind where the tortilla is fried in the grease.
Yeah.
That's,
those are usually flat, aren't they?
Not always. Sometimes they'll put the stuff in, and the meat's even in there, and then they put it in there, and they fry it up, and it kind of closes up, and then you put the stuff on top, the lettuce, the tomato, the hot sauce, all like there's really no wrong
There's nobody
to this
right
stuff.
Now driving around that's not pulling over to a taco shop in the next 15 minutes with your description.
Okay, so we've gone carne asada is the goat. Mm-hmm. We both agree that fish taco is
number two.
I think so too. What's you're going chicken? You're bringing chicken into the batting order a little early. Chicken can't be your cleanup hitter.
I'm going pollo asada. Pollo asada number three.
It's good.
Yeah, I'm bringing in three.
But it's easy to find. Listen, it's easy to get.
As the general manager of my team, I may get fired by tomorrow because you might be a lot of people might be saying carnitas. You know, there's carnitas. A lot of other that could be coming into the mold.
Because
I'm taking it number three.
Let's just really quickly with the carnitas, you get the crispy bits, right? You get that. What makes the carnitas
there's
very tender meat, obviously, because it's been in that mm-hmm. copper pot. If they're doing it right, like all of the oranges are in there, you get a little of that citrus flavor. But those little crispy edges on that carnitas, come on.
Well, there's something about it too. That means pollo asada, if I'm going number three on my ranking, mm-hmm. this is what it does. What it's basically saying is now I'm depending more on all the toppings that come out. You don't have to do that with a carnitas. Carnitas can kind of carry its own weight
it's really, no, there's really no way to go. So here's the last taco question before you break down mm-hmm. Laker game one of 943.
Yes.
Beer, Mexican Coke, or horchata? Those are really the only three options. I mean, I guess you could have a glass of water if you want to make it worse.
But. Margarita?
Yeah, a little sweet for me, but not bad. I just don't like margaritas specifically, but I get it. You're in the right neighborhood.
Okay, this has always been my go-to. My go-to has always been a horchata.
Yeah.
That's always been my go-to.
You're okay.
Yeah, it's always been the go-to.
Coke or beer, second?
I'd go beer before I go Coke.
Yeah, I think
I'm not a big fan of Coke.
Not even in that glass bottle. Mexican Coke out of that crushed ice on the taco truck. You pull it out, it leaves that perfect little hole.
Cold Modelo.
Yeah, that's good too. Yeah, you can pull that, but sometimes that's not available. Like if you're getting it from truck, sometimes there's not beers available. You got to go with that Coca-Cola. So did I miss anything? I'm going to be full disclosure.
Yeah.
I've looked at the box score from the Laker game yesterday. That's all I know. I know that LeBron, Westbrook, and Melo didn't play. Did I miss anything?
No, you didn't. I'm going to give you a couple dates that I want you to pay attention to. Okay, December 25th, Lakers play Brooklyn on Christmas Day. A month after that, January 25th, Lakers will be at Brooklyn. I'm not kidding, Trav. Those are going to be two of the most hyped up games in the regular season you're going to see. So as much as we might look at yesterday's game and, you know, KD wasn't playing, get a chance to be back at Staples Center, and I'm, you know, sitting in a direction where I'm looking at, okay, there's the Lakers bench. Is that Russ over there with LeBron and Carmelo? These guys all hanging out. Then I'm looking over to the right side. Remember, Anthony Davis only played the first quarter, played 11 minutes. To the right side, I'm looking, I'm like, is that Kyrie, KD, Blake Griffin, and James Harden just hanging out, having a poker game or something? Those games, the December 25th, the January 25th game I'm talking about, yes, it's preseason right now. You're not going to play a lot of your guys. There's nobody's going into an X's and O's of what happened yesterday. But I'm telling you, you want to get excited for some NBA basketball. Do you know how good these two teams are? I'm not, you know, Funches and I were talking about this. This might sound kind of stupid, but you're looking and like, oh, yeah, Paul Millsap, that's right, they got him in the office. Oh, yeah, LaMarcus Aldridge came back because he is healthy enough to go now. Patty Mills is on that team, that's right. There are so many good players on both of these rosters that when we get into the regular season, trust me when I tell you this, that could be a finals preview with all these stacked players on both squads.
I go back to Media Day, and it felt like that. And I can't imagine having a second team in the building that's kind of in the same situation, right? That as unbelievable as it was to just see the one Hall of Famer after the next, they got the same thing going on over there. And you know, who knows? I mean, who knows what's going to happen? But it would feel disappointing if that wasn't the finals matchup that we got. Because just the star power, I can just the ESPN ad leading up to the game is just going to be like nothing
else. I got excited for Chargers-Raiders tonight in the ESPN ad. And here I am kind of thinking back here. I'm like, what the hell would that look like?
LeBron, KD, Justin Herbert, Derek Carr, exactly the same thing. No, absolutely no difference in those two things at all. Monday Night Football is, though, is a huge game. But I need you to help me with something. I'm going to need you to walk me through this step by step. What do the Dodgers do at first base with Max Muncy down? We're going to do that. It's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN. Football season is back. Baseball playoffs are, well, they're right around the corner. They start tomorrow. And best of all, the safe return of live events means you can actually be there to see all the action with Vivid Seats. From seats on the 50-yard line to a bird's eye view to parking passes, being there is all that matters. And get this, with Vivid Seats rewards, you can earn rewards like free tickets. All you have to do is collect stamps, redeem, and repeat. It's that easy. So grab your tickets today. Cheer on your favorite team from the stands. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats, experience it live.